This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vin, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Vin, what's up, man?
What's up, brother?
All right.
Vin, let's start. A lot of ways you can go. Number one, anything surprise you last night with how the first round played out?
Probably Moose. How far Porter? How long Porter was still on the board, and how he dropped? Normally it's us guys in the college hoops world that want to analyze injuries and talk about how much a guy hasn't played rather than how much he's played. For all the reports that were coming back recently about how the medical tests were getting a thumbs up. These scouts and these front office guys, they have so much, so many boots on the ground with in terms of their background, that they do and searches. I just thought that they would be okay with that. I mean, listen, the kid has had a unique path. He dominated the AAU circuit in 2016. This time last year was projected probably as the number one pick going into the college hoop season, and then the poor kid scrimmages Kansas in October, November, and then plays, 3 minutes against Iowa State and has to have a surgery for a bulging disc. I never took any, credence out of, how he came back from the injury. Who wouldn't look rusty? But, with all the gifts that this kid has for his size, I just thought someone would take a gamble on him first. But, they were able to play a more conservative guys because this is, you talk to scouts throughout the winter, this was one of the deepest drafts in recent years.
And so, Vin, I want to get your opinion on the whole thing that happened that you saw with, Mikal Bridges, where, he was initially with the Sixers, then a little while later he's with the Suns. I mean, Bridges is a plug-and-play guy. He's ready to go. He's ready to play, whereas Aaron Smith, different story. Do you like the move that the Sixers, moved him into getting out of there and traded him, or do you think they should have kept him?
Yeah, I thought that you should have kept him, and not just because of the nostalgic Philadelphia reasons. I covering Bridges so closely at Nova for FS1 with the Big East this past year, he's ready to roll. I mean, this kid, is so ready as a forward, and especially NBA style. When I would bump into scouts at Big East games during the season, you're talking his wingspan is over 7 foot for a 6'7" guy. He has all those old school Scottie Pippen attributes. He could dribble, pass, shoot for his size. He shot 44% from 3-point land. And then they go with a very raw option. I would have even liked Bridges for the Knicks, but surprising in that sense, considering there were so many young guys, in this draft. Now you got this guy with a little bit more experience under his belt that obviously has to get stronger. But at least you knew what you were getting.
It was interesting. Bagley from Duke, Vin, offensively is there. He's some athlete. I mean, he's the feet are fantastic. Defensively, some have been critical of his game. Do you think Bagley has the potential here to be even better than what Ayton is as an NBA player?
Yeah, I do. Because, he could give you some things that Ayton does. Obviously, Ayton was the obvious pick. Obviously, we know what he looks like physically. He could dominate offensively as a big man. He could, be a lot better defensively in the league than he was in college because, he's able to control the paint more. I don't know. I mean, could you build around a big man in the NBA the way you did 10 years ago? I don't know. I just think Bagley gives you so many things offensively. And he's so ahead of his age when you talk to scouts during the year offensively. Duke was, like the second or third best offensive team in college basketball this year, and he was by far, hands down, the best offensive player. So, I think in the league you could, you could find guys, you could hide guys defensively, but think about how many studs guys have been drafted the last couple of years that we said were work in progress offensively as bigs. So to get Bagley to produce right there, you're ahead of the game if you're the Kings.
Hey, Vin, so what about Trae Young at Oklahoma? You know, a little bit of a defensive liability. I mean, can he improve enough, get better to the level of, in this NBA level, the elite of the elite, I mean, to not be a problem? I mean, do you think that'll happen for him? You think he has the intangibles to do that?
Yeah, I thought he was, I still think he's the best shooter and passer in this draft. You know, people said that Steph Curry was going to struggle defensively too. I think that this is why head coach hires are so important these days, because I think it's more about your pick and roll schemes defensively and your game plans to hide guys that aren't defensive shutdown guys. I mean, you could probably count on one hand how many times a guy just, they clear out, go 1-4 low, end of the quarter, end of the shot clock, to where you're really truly on an island by yourself. I know we think isolation NBA, but there's always help, there's always a double, there's always pick and roll schemes. I think Trae Young is going to be fine. I actually love the Atlanta Hawks night overall. I think they got the best two shooters in the draft in Trae Young and Herter from Maryland, who could be a great role guy, pick and pop, step out at 6'7", the kid from Maryland. And then look at how they close out the first-round draft with Amari Spellman. I mean, he's your typical NBA center and big now, guy that could step out, face out, and shoot. And, for all the weaknesses that, we could pick and split hairs with these guys, you guys know the NBA now, you got to have perimeter shooting at multiple positions, Golden State Warrior style. And, how could you argue with that if you look at Trae Young and the Hawks last night?
What did you think of Knox with the Knicks?
I like him. I mean, I'm probably a little self-admittedly jaded because I was such a Bridges fan covering the Big East so closely. But I think when you're able to get a guy that size, 6'9", that's able to put it on the deck, a lot of games in the SEC this year didn't have the greatest offensive shooting nights, but could get to the rim whenever he wants, does so many things athletically. I know people are concerned about his motor at times, and, John Calipari criticized him a lot that, I don't understand why he can't get more than 5 rebounds per game. But, I mean, this kid is a baby. I mean, this kid is, he can't even have a beer for another 3 years. So, as we know, Kentucky guys get better in the pros. And, once again, back to the current NBA, the combo forward is the big sexy thing now, to where, if you got a power forward on you, you could step out and bring him away, drag him away, or if you got a smaller, thinner guy on you, you could back him in. And I think he fits both of those criteria. And as we know, that's an area where the Knicks could use some help along the baseline. Giving Porzingis a little help.
Final one for me is this, Vin. I want to ask you. I know you're very close and were with Patino at Louisville, right, and his son and everything like that. Anfernee Simons, who was supposed to go to Louisville, ended up playing at IMG after everything went down with Patino out there in the Cards. What are the Blazers going to get in this 6'3 shooter?
Well, I'll tell you, just going back to how people talked about him before, as you mentioned, everything went down, with Simons. I mean, they loved him. I mean, obviously there's a lot of, question marks there, but before he went to IMG, he was just known as an athletic, explosive, offensive player that was going to play a Patino type style where he could get out on the break, and he could score the ball and go. Now, you're a little hidden. You're a little, not as tested now coming out of an IMG situation. So that, his draft picks today are not going to get higher grades. But I will tell you this, is they develop you at IMG. So, he could have played a year of college basketball, but, I almost look at it like he almost had like one of those Lance Stephenson, Indiana Pacer early developmental years, to where, he was able to get a little bit stronger. He was able to work on the weak hand a little bit. I think that could be a great one. I actually think there's a couple teams, Moose, that did really well late in the first round. I think it talks about the depth of this. Right before his pick, Aaron Holiday, you know, a guard that could play both positions as a combo. So, you know, I think, you know, we're going to talk a lot about the lottery picks today, but I think that mid to late first round has a lot of great action as well.
You know, and I love what Aaron Holiday had to say when he was asked about his toughness. He said, "Well, I've got two older brothers.
Right.
They never
oh,
let
yeah,
they, Listen, he goes, they never let me win at anything." He goes, "That's how I got tough. But you know what? It taught me a lot growing up."
Yeah, and Moose, listen, by the way, we're talking brothers who are NBA players. We're not talking brothers that are flipping Sicilian pizzas.
And there's nothing wrong with Sicilian pizza, by the way.
No, there's not. But, I mean, in this case, you know, I'll take the guys in the league.
Yeah, me too. Well, I agree with you. That is, I mean, think about that. You got three brothers. They're all in the NBA. That is fantastic. Hey,
that's
Vin,
crazy.
We appreciate the time this morning. We really do. We'll do it again soon. Have a good weekend.
Vin, thanks, right? Man.
Moose and Taz, you guys are the best. Thanks so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.